to you. Jesus. I thought you were my mom, coming in to kill me for sneaking you into her house tonight. Don't just stand there with the door open. Get in here. Don't slam the door. Do you have to be so loud? If she catches us, you're gonna get us both kicked out for the night. And then what? Then where are we gonna go? Not back to your place? Why? Who knows why? Whatever is that big, bad, scary, mysterious reason that you got out of there in the middle of the night and called, begging to come crash at my place? No. As far as you're concerned, I am already asleep right now. Don't turn on the light. Are you crazy? You are gonna wake my mom up and we're both gonna get caught. Move. So I can reach the light switch. The difference is you would be able to escape out the window. Meanwhile, I would be trapped here under her thumb, suffering whatever consequences she doles out for me taking mercy on you. Do you mind? We'll turn around while I change clothes. Face the wall. We didn't even knock. I could have been naked in here. Yeah, well, this isn't really that kind of visit now, is it? Obviously not. Since you would never sleep over if it was. Turn around. What? A girl can't sleep in head-to-toe layers in her own bedroom? Did you think this was going to be some kind of slinky, silky sleepover? Dream on, buddy. Don't just stand there dripping water on my rug. Finish toweling off. Put it in the hamper when you're done. You can put on the wash in the morning after my mom leaves for work. What? You think I'm gonna clean up after your stay? This isn't some hotel, and I am not your maid. Here. I couldn't find anything that would fit you. You can have this blanket. Wrap up so you're not stuck wearing just your underwear. What? I guess you better plan better for the next time you run away. At least toss a change of clothes in a bag. And money. Because you are buying my coffee on our way to school tomorrow for all the trouble you're putting me through. I know you hate going through the drive-thru with me. And I hate when you show up hurt and don't tell me what's happened to you. Or where the cut on your cheek came from. Exactly. Don't look at me like that. Well, are you going to tell me what happened? Okay, then don't look at me like that. Move. I want to get in bed. No, I just want to sleep. I'm tired. What? Do not pull me in like that. What do you want? What? You can't do this yourself? You got your shirt off yourself to take a shower, didn't you? Oh, what? Now that I'm here, now that I can take it off for you, you're in too much pain to do it yourself? It's really gross, you know. That you keep changing the story. Let me in, but stay away. I need you, but I don't. Leave me alone, but help me get my shirt off. You just sleep in it. Careful, stop. If you keep grabbing me back like that by the arm every time I try to get in bed, I'm gonna start thinking that you can undress yourself. You know what? Fine. Put your arms up. What do you mean you can't? No, you'll get the bed wet if you sit on the mattress. Here, on the edge of the chair. Quietly. Well, then put that arm up as much as you can. I don't know whether to take you seriously right now or not. I never said you were lying. You don't think it's broken, do you? Do you want me to check? I don't know. I could Google it or something. I'm not a doctor. But I could take you to one. Right, that's what I thought. Because we're just not going to talk about this, right? We're not going to acknowledge what's happening here. Fine. Here. I am being gentle. Then just sleep in it then. God. Is this your blood on the shirt? Oh, bite down on something and let me get it off you. One, two. There. Done. You big baby. You can finish undressing yourself. Don't worry. I won't look. It's not like I can barely stand to see you like this anyway. No, I am going to bed now. Excuse me? What do you think you're doing? When did I say that you can sleep in my bed with me? No. No. There's a blanket and a pillow on the floor of the closet. Don't look at me like that. It's a walk-in. I'm not exactly putting you out. If anything, I'm saving both of our butts. It'll be bad enough if my mom catches me with an overnight guest, but if she catches you in my bed, in your underwear, seriously? You seem to have a death wish, but I do not. Actually, we just moved a bunch of stuff up from the basement into the closet. I forgot. There's not enough space for you to sleep on the floor. Alright, fine. You can sleep with me. But just stay on your side of the bed, okay? No, on your side of the bed. Stop it. Wait. Don't get comfortable. Can you turn your alarm clock on first? Yes, get out of bed, turn it on, and then you can get back in. I'm so not oversleeping and getting stuck with you here any longer than I have to be. See, why do you have to say things like that? That you don't exactly want to be here either? Okay? No one made you come here tonight. Seems to me like I'm the one you wanted to run to. But what do I know? Right? God. Just leave it alone. I'm sleeping. Yes, I am. Consider me unconscious and blissfully unaware of everything that has happened tonight since the moment I picked up your stupid phone call. You know, if I had never answered, then I wouldn't be in this whole mess. As if you don't have other people you could have called. Well, it's not like they would have left you out on the streets like some kind of stray dog. Okay, then admit it. Don't lay so close to me. Get out of my face. Admit that I am the one you wanted to run to tonight. That's why you're here. That's why you're in my bed. You can tell me, you know. Like, I know you don't want to. And you're not used to it. Telling people. Trusting them or whatever. You can tell me. Don't do that. Don't go thinking me. What? Like I was gonna leave you out there in the rain with nowhere to go. Not some cold-hearted bitch. Okay? I didn't mean anything by it, and I get it. Loud and freaking clear. You didn't mean anything by this either. Right? You would have slept in any girl's bed. Stop. I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to fight about that. I'm asleep, remember? Just sleep talking. Of course I didn't mean any of it. Because why would I open up to you? Why would I ever open up to you? Because we don't do that, do we? We don't tell each other when we're scared or worried or in a dangerous situation that we should really... Seriously? You put food in here? I don't care if you're hungry. When did you sneak into the kitchen? My mama's gonna kill me when she sees this stuff missing. You can't eat chips in my bed. Absolutely not. If everything else hasn't woken up my mom yet tonight, then you chowing down on potato chips in the middle of the freaking night will. No. If you want to eat, then here. You take these somewhere else. The basement for all I care. You can either go eat those or lay down and go to sleep. Your choice. No, don't touch me right now. I just want to go to sleep. Shut up. I'm not scared. I don't care. I am not. I was just getting comfortable. You're like hogging the whole entire bed. Didn't jump. Are you gonna tell me the truth? Who hurt you? Fine. Then I don't want to talk anymore tonight. Shut up. No.